This is Wendy Powell, your livestock production agent with the Wildcat Extension District. Aside from lease rates, there's a lot more to the conversation between a pasture landowner and potential operator. A respected landowner will have a familiarity with the animal industry and management practices. A successful livestock owner will have knowledge of their operational costs and an understanding of the landowner's investment. Both parties are responsible for communication. One way to facilitate that communication is a written lease agreement. By default, detail is encouraged, leading to better understanding. Here are a few factors to consider specific to pasture leases. A landowner's retained use of certain features can be clearly stated in the lease, such as fishing or hunting. The lease can specify grazing use for the operator, including the stocking rate. This is possibly the most important section to avoid disagreement and maintain forage quality. Include which party is responsible for fence and water system maintenance and noxious weed control. For improved pastures, fertilization strategies should be discussed. Stating the responsible party for land and livestock services ensures proper care for each expensive commodity. Payment dates can be spelled out in a written lease. Operators may need to pay when livestock are sold, or more than one installment may be desirable. Half the payment due when the agreement is signed and the other half due when livestock are sold. Several smaller payments can help the operator from a cash flow standpoint, while better meeting the needs of the landowner who may be dependent on farm rental income for living expenses. Written leases can be for any length of time. One full year is common, but pasture leases may specify portions of the year that livestock are allowed to graze. When both parties agree to pasture improvements implemented by the operator, a longer lease may be necessary. An automatic renewal clause can be used. Long-term leases specifying a fixed cash rent are risky. Unpredictable commodity prices and uncertain operation costs. Landowners and operators should agree to adjust rental rate when economic conditions change, either in advance or after the fact. An annual review will ensure terms are still applicable and desirable. Either party should communicate a desire to end or change the agreement far enough in advance for the other party to make needed arrangements. When a lease is terminated, a reimbursement plan for unused improvements made by the operator is suggested. An effective lease will anticipate possible developments and specify solutions. In the event of water or grass failure, will the landowner provide forage and water, or will the livestock owner remove the grazers, and how will the rental fees be adjusted? Other complications may include a party becoming incapable of fulfilling their obligation, which may include death or a host of other scenarios. A written lease is a reminder of the terms and provides a valuable guidance for heirs in case of death. To learn more, give me a call at the Labette County Extension Office, 620-784-5337.